Prior to 2016, trappers in this part of the state were required to have signs marking their trap lines or tags on each trap or snare with the trapper's name and address or an ID number. The board voted to remove that requirement 3 years ago because of the burden it puts on trappers. A proposal this year sought to reinstate the requirement. Alaska Trappers Association President Randy Zarnke opposed the change.
One of the arguments we hear routinely is that law enforcement, when they discover traps or snares set illegally, they need that tag, that ID tag, to know who the trapper is. And I've talked to a lot of enforcement people around the state, and at least in the Fairbanks area and the other places that I've talked to the enforcement people, they know who traps where, and they've got it pretty well mapped out, sometimes literally with maps on the wall and names, and they don't need that. They've got that part of it figured out.
Zarnke thought signs near trap lines should be optional but not required. Other trappers testified tags would be a financial burden and would be misused by people opposed to animal snaring. Written comments came in on both sides of the debate. Supporters of trap tags argued they would help with safety for pets and other non-targeted animals snared near recreational trails. Opponents argued that tagged snares could be relocated and used to frame a law-abiding trapper. Kim Titus of Juneau is a retired fish and game biologist and supervisor, and he supported tags for traps and snares in his community.
And I've personally observed right behind the community garden a dead bear in a snare 50 yards behind the community garden right near the Juneau Hunter Education Facility with snares set around it and a dead bear there. I turned it over to fish and game and the troopers and everything, and I really don't know whatever happened, but I was still employed at the time, so I didn't take it to the press or take my photos to the press of the dead, decomposed bear in a snare right, it was a wolf snare, I presume, right behind the community garden.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Alaska Wildlife Troopers were both neutral on the proposal. The troopers, Lieutenant Aaron Frenzel, said in remote areas of the state, law enforcement didn't have problems identifying trappers, but he said there were issues in more populated parts of the state.
Having a trap tag will allow us to contact those people, hold people accountable for leaving stuff out. These aren't typically our ethical trappers that are doing this. It's the unethical ones, the sloppy trappers, that aren't taking good counts of what gear they're putting in the field. And not getting it all out.
The board was split on the issue. Tom Lamal of Fairbanks said he supported the change after having a dog caught in a snare on his property behind his house.
If that snare or trap had a tag on it, I could have called the kid, I'm sure it was a young kid doing it, and told him, you know, this is probably not the best way to do this, and you need to, you know, contact the Alaska Trappers Association, find out where you can do this stuff. And I never would have reported that. We never reported this to the troopers. Another neighbor, his dog lost a leg. Another neighbor, his dog got killed. And then there's a large area down below us where the trappers quit trapping because they could see it was such a public use area. So they basically policed themselves, which was great, but not everybody's responsible.
However, trapper and board vice chair Nate Turner of Nenana opposed the requirement.
I think it's possible for troopers to determine who's setting a trap in a bad spot, or an illegal spot, or even out of season, simply by setting up a trail camera. In some cases, they come back for it. If it was an abandoned trap, it was probably, in some cases, probably accidentally left or forgotten or something. I don't know. But I think it's not impossible to catch people that are doing things in inappropriate areas, especially in urban interfaces.
Turner and board chair Ted Spraker are both members of the Trappers Association. The proposal failed on a 4-2 vote, with only Lamal and Larry Van Dale of Kodiak supporting it. There was also a proposal to require signs marking both ends of a trap line, and that was voted down unanimously. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.